بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. I want to invite you to let yourself be comfortable and just take a gentle breath. And as you're facing whatever task you're hoping to work on, a piece of writing or something else that you know other people are going to see, just noticing how you feel. Noticing any places of discomfort or unease or fear in your body. Noticing that there's space, that it's okay to feel tender, to feel scared. And noticing where in your body you feel this. Whether it's in the belly, or in the chest, or in your shoulders and neck, or the throat, or the jaw. Some of the more common places people feel tension or fear around putting something out into the world. So letting yourself feel that. Noticing the space for it. Noticing that you don't have to fix it or change it. You don't have to push the fear down. You don't have to get rid of the discomfort. That there's space for you exactly how you're feeling. And there's even space to not want to feel this way. And then beginning to call the name of the divine. Beginning to remember the presence of love, the presence of the source of love, calling through your heart as if through an open doorway, Allah. And letting yourself ask the question, is love available even here? Allah. Not trying to change or fix or heal or transform. Just, is love available even here? Is the divine here in the discomfort? Oh. Oh. And then beginning to ask, what is it that your heart is really needing? Often your heart is needing acceptance. Needing compassion. Needing appreciation. The divine quality for appreciation is shakur. It's what it's called in Arabic. Ya Allah, ya shakur. The divine is the appreciative. Letting your heart begin to call, Ya Allah, Ya Shakur. Or using whatever language you like, English, or if you know another sacred language. Just asking for your heart to receive, Ya Allah, Ya Shakur. And facing the tender, vulnerable task of writing or putting other content or message out into the world for others to receive. Letting your head bow in humility so that you can receive the appreciation without pushing it away. Ya Allah, Ya Shakur. Ya Allah, Ya Shakur. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. Asking to be shown in your heart the appreciation the Divine has for you. Asking to be shown, how does the Divine see you and all the gifts that you've been given by the Divine and all the experiences, everything that you carry and bring, everything that has been given to you that you are stewarding, that you are carrying in your being. Asking to be shown what perhaps the Divine is seeing when the Divine looks at you. When you are perceived through the heart of oneness, what is revealed? Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. Allowing that tender, soft place that had become so fearful and nervous. Letting that tenderness be an opening to receive all of this appreciation and love. And continuing to call the name of the Divine through your heart, and also calling it through the tender place in you, whether it's your belly, or your throat, or your shoulders, or wherever it is that you're feeling tension around this still, just bringing your attention there and calling the name into and through that area, not trying to change anything or fix it, not trying to loosen it, just shining the Divine light of love and appreciation upon that part of your body that has become uncomfortable with holding this. Ya Allah, ya Shakur. Letting your belly fill with this. Ya Allah, ya Shakur. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. And letting your heart fill with this. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. Your whole chest, your physical chest. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. And your throat, letting your throat relax and loosen. Ya Allah, ya Shakur. And your chin and your jaw. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Shakur. You have been given so much, and it is wanting to come out of you, and through you. It's not from you, but it's through you, and the people who are needing it, asking to be shown the hearts of the people who are thirsty to receive what you yourself have received. Letting yourself bow to them in service. Letting the divine pour through your heart, through your belly, through your throat, through your words, out to them. Allah, ya Shakur. Letting it pour out, and noticing how full you become as it pours through you and fills you up so that you can overflow into the hearts of the people who are as thirsty as you were. Now taking a moment to look back at your writing project or whatever it is that you were working on that you were feeling stuck with. And just letting this pour out on that too. Noticing what that project looks like. Asking your full heart, how is it inspired to express itself? And facing whatever it is that you're needing to do. Whatever it is that you're wanting to express. And letting yourself just notice. Saying yes to whatever it is your heart shows you about this project. And then asking yourself, letting yourself express any authentic gratitude for anything you may have received or experienced. Ya Allah, ya Shakur. And perhaps as this remembrance comes to an end, letting yourself just rest in silence in your heart as long as you need to, and then just moving right directly into the writing or expressing whatever it is that you're hoping to do. It's letting your heart pull you authentically from the love into expressing it. Amen. I mean,